I know that there are people in this audience that feel very strongly that you've expressed yourselves very well, and I also know that this is not a public hearing, and this committee doesn't have the authority to try to answer all of your questions, that we will proceed to do what we have been asked to do, and that is to put in a report as to what we think would be a workable solution to the preservation of 600 more acres. When it comes time for the development, if it happens, which obviously is, you believe it's already in the making, we haven't, at least I haven't heard, and Ron gathered from the expressions of people here, I have not heard, nor have they heard of any direct proposal. I'm not saying it's not out there. It's not, and I'm privy to even discuss that today, but I do know that, and if I think I can speak for everybody in this committee, when I say that this committee has focused on the very narrow perspective that the governor appointed this committee to do, and that was to discuss and identify the number of acres that could be preserved without affecting marine transportation on the island. When it comes time to discuss the marine transportation, that is a whole separate entity that goes to much more public hearings than this, because this has nothing to do. This is not the same issue. We aren't even charged to address the port. And I would hope that everybody in this room who feels strongly for the port or against the port, that when the time comes, that they will make their position known. And what the commitment that has been made is that when the port, if it is put out to public hearing, that all regulations that, as it relates to EPA and everything else that they have to go through, that any conservation group, any citizen in the United States has the right to point out at those meetings if something in itself is breaking some regulation somewhere. We're bound to point that out. That is not seen as anything wrong. That's the practice you have as a citizen in this country. And so when the time comes to talk about the port, I am sure there will be lots of positions out there, and at that time we won't even know what the requirements would be. It would be premature anyway for us to start saying what we would do if there was. We have to wait until there is, and then see what regulations are guiding it at that time. So I appreciate your input. I know it's frustrating to you, but this is not the committee to bring these issues to. And I try not to cut you off. I've tried to put to give you the courtesy of hearing you through. This committee is not here to address the concerns that you're presenting to us, though, which it's not even in our purview to do that. So I don't mean to frustrate you anymore, but I think you know where you should be going with these issues. So if we could move into the next part of the agenda. And is there anybody in this committee that would like to say anything other than what I've just said or correct anything I've just said? Thank you. Okay, conservation easement. Sione and Dean, if you could walk us through this. I also want to thank the both of you and everyone else that has been working diligently, reading and scrutinizing all of this, and trying to figure out language that hopefully really reflects what this committee wants to see and would be able to support it in the